the parish of Va'erot, they have the makas of each of the makas has certain yichud, there's a mahalach in the makas in general, but we want to focus on one particular makka, and that's the last one in Va'erot, and that's Barot. The Makkah of Barot is the seventh Makkah. There's akdama to it. It says, so the first thing is, he calls it Kol Magei Foisai. Rashi says, it's talking about Makkahs Bechairis. The Pshuta Shalmik in the Psukim is that it's talking about Barot. And in Chazal, in Shagrod and others say that Magei Foisai is going on Barot, and it tells you that Barot is Shokul Kneged, all the Mageifis. And it's hard to understand, I mean, Barot is another one of Mageifis, it has its Yichud. More than that, there was another three Mageifis to go, there were another three Makas to go, so Meila Bechair is the strongest, and that caused Klal Yisrael to be Nigal, and you can say it's the climax, the sum of all of them. Borod is the seventh mak, and there's three more makas left. So in what sense is it called Magid Choysai? Also, and it says, Faket, that he left them kilu, the ulam bavur zayisim aratichah bavur oishas koyichum on safesh miuchal oretz. So it seems to be a yichud that this is, Borod is a certain climax. There are a few in Yonim that this is that are very different by Barot in other places. You have the Tzura of Tefillah that Moshe was mispal. It says Vayitzah Moshe in Paris Ha'ir Vayifreis Kapa V'Lashem. There was Tefillah with Prisas Kapayim. There were the Sias Kapayim, Prisas Kapayim, and that's unusual. We don't find it any other place. And again, the Rishonim do merk on that why here was Prisas Kapayim more than other place. There is a few more Nakudas. There's another Nakuda in the Tzura of the way Paroi was misvada. Vayesha Paroi Vikav Moshe Aram Vayemelem Chotose Apom Hashem Atzadik Venivam Yerushoy. This is the first place where he's misvada, where he touches on Hashem Atzadik Venivam Yerushoyim, and yet it wasn't this Makkah A wasn't perceptibly more difficult than the other ones, and it also didn't require that vidu. I mean, he could have just said that, like the other Makkahs, we gave in a little bit, or he said he sees Hashem is stronger. So here he says that Hashem Atzadik and Anachnu Rishayim. There's one more Inyan that's very unusual here, and Cheskuni is the one Rishayim, he makes it on. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's used over here, it says it's the only place, he says, where Hashem Elokim is used together as such. It's the only place, and he speaks about different places where it says, V'atav adecho yadati ki terem tirun v'pnei Hashem Elokim. He brings two or three other psukim that say Hashem Elokim, and it says over there it's spelled with Adnus. The only place that Hashem Elokim is used actually is by Bria Sa'ilam, the first parasha, and Chazal speak about it, told the Chet, Hashem Elokim is used, and over here where you have, and here's the only other place. So the Cheskuni makes it on that it's highly unusual, that this is where it says Hashem Elokim. We have to take it in conjunction with the fact that in Bias HaOlam, the first parasha uses Elokim, the parasha of Bias Adam, until the Chet, uses Hashem Elokim, Vayitz Hashem Elokim as Adam, and the parasha of Elul Tov Shemayim Va'aretz is Hashem Elokim, until the end of the parasha of the Geirus from Gan Eden. So let's try to understand a little bit the Inyan. The Makkahs themselves are not just random Makkahs. the Svarim Afoth, and if anybody wants to see some sort of elementary beer, the Malbum goes through it, the Marel goes through it, the different Svarim of the Makis. The first, let's put this, the first framework that everybody compares it to is the Asarim Amaris of Bias Olam, or to quote the Chiddush Arim says that the Asarim Makis brought out the Asarim Adibris from the Asarim Amaris. We've spoken about it a few times. So within that framework of the Asarim Makis, you have a parallel in the Asarim Amarim, and you have a parallel in the Asarim Adibris. The Arizal is ma'irich a lot about the makis. Each one brings out a different anhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, l'inyaneinu, what's important to us, let's just try to pick out a certain nekuda of it. The makis are divided in the kriya. They're divided between seven makis in Vayira and three makis in Vayi. And somehow it's felt that there is, again, this form of forward, that there is a distinction. These seven makis are lumped together as one eifin, and the other three makis are lumped together as another eifin. Borod itself carries a double meaning. And when the makis are divided into the tzach, hadash, bachav, Borod is put together with the last group, despite the fact that the simonim are fairly random. I mean, it's not as if they're words, so you could have easily lumped it together with the group before, but in the Bachav it's mentioned together with the last one. It makes it a little more convenient to pronounce, but B'chalef, it's put together as the beginning of the last four. In the Parashas it's lumped together with the seven, and the three is left separately. In a brief way, if we're able to give some sort of generalization as to the distinction between seven and three, we'd say seven, even though the world was created with 10 mamaris, there are only 7 days of Briyas Olam. So that means days are the real physical reality of the Briya. On the first day there was the Oyer, and the second day there was the Kiyah. Those are the Metzias, sort of fleshed out Metzias of the world, expressed itself in 7 days. Whereas mamaris are more an expression of a rotzen, of a das, of a plan. So when we distinguish between the planning stage and the lamaisa stage, we're distinguishing from hanhaga of 7 days. It's called sheishas yimei maisa, 6 days of maisa, shivas yimei briya. So 6 or 7 days are days of olam maisa. This is where physical realities became realities. So that there are 7 distinct hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are metzias in the world. And the 3 mamarim that didn't express itself necessarily in a day, these are kavanis, these are plans of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they exist as such, but haven't really come down, they don't command a separate entity in the world of Maisa. So that means hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 7 different hanhagas each day of the week of Lamaisa. One day he created the Desha and Asovim, Yikov Amayim. Another day he created the Shemesh and Govana and so on. And then there are Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is just a plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, but not something that we live with its mitzvahs. That's the simplest division between 7 and 3. Barad, being the Makis went from down up, is kind of the intersection between the two Hanhagas. It's something which comes from, it's ke'ilu a makkah that relates or is parallel to the last day of a physical bria, and then after that it's keneged the mamaris and not any practical mitzvah that's in the world. So barad is ke'ilu at the end of the world of maisa, the world of mitzvah that we know it, and after that the makkahs are mechuvin keneged in yanim that are more das ruchni. For instance, Choshech is not a very physical makkah. The last group of makkahs were all in Shemayim. The Maral divides up that way. It goes from bottom up. There's Eretz, and there's the middle, and there's Shemayim. So Arbez and Shemayim, and Choshech is Shemayim, and Choshech, those were all in Yanim that are already Shayach to Shemayim. They're not really part of Metzias, but kind of separate. And Barad has a foot in both. On the one hand, it's the end of the 7 makkahs in Vayera. And it's and yet when we do the Tzach Hadash Bachav, it's the beginning of the other group. So Bard has some unique nekudite in what it's connected. I want to explain another inyan, and then we'll come back to this inyan. The inyan of the Bria started with Elokim. Bereishis bara Elokim means the physical metzias and everything around it. Meshayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elokim. Elokim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the sheyesh of all koiches in the Bria. And until there was Adam, until Tzuras Adam had a separate metzias in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim. It's a physical, it's a force that brings about physical metzias within the world. That's the metzias of Elokim. Adam, after the Chait, there was never, Hashem Elokim never comes together. It's separate. There are times when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem, times for Elokim. In the small span between Tzuras Adam and Chet Adam, there is Hashem Elokim is together. There's one other parasha in the Torah, not in the Torah, in the Navi, that deals with this inyan. And there's a striking similarity to the two parashas. The only other place where there's the hadgasha of having the two together is Hashem Elokim by Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi wanted to be Oika, was Leicha Negev the Baal. He showed them a Mephis where the age came in Hashemayim. And Klal Yisrael said Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. That's the only other parasha really that has the coming together of Hashem Elokim besides by Barad over there. There's a striking similarity over there that it was also an inyan of a nais where Eish and Mayim came together. He told them to pour water all around the Karbonis. Then the Eish came in Hashemayim, but the Karbonis with the water with everything and sucked it all up. Which over here also by Barad it says it was Eish Mislakachas. It was Barad and Eish Mislakachas, and you have the two together. Chazal say over here, when they speak about the Eish and the Mayim, they say like this. Moshulma Dova Doimer. Chazal say, Vahi Barad Ve'esh Mislakachas B'teich HaBarad, Neis B'teich Neis. It was a Neis within a Neis. Moshulma Dova Doimer, the Shnei Legyonis Koshin Shon Lecham Zem Zeh. Imagine two warriors who are fighting with each other. Le'yomim Higiyaz Man Melchamto Shel Melech. The king then needed to go to war against someone else. Vosa Melech Sholem Beneim. Vosa Shlich Melech B'yachat. And then they did the work together. Kach, Eish Shabarat Zehuvin Zelazeh. Water and fire don't get along. Kim Shegiyaz Man Melchamto Shel Mitzrayim. Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu Sholem Beneim. V'hikah B'mitzvim. Avei V'yibarat V'yish Mislakachas. Let's try to understand it, because this is a very strange technique. What does it mean it's a neis b'toich neis? It's two neisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down Barat Shalei Bezmanai, brought down Eish Shalei Bezmanai, the fact that they got along together is Shalei Bezmanai. It's all of these inyanim are inyanim that are nisim. What does it mean something's a neis b'toich neis? So the pshat is Maisik Shofim. Let's understand Kishuv. It says that this was to be Mafkia Maisik Shofim. Aneinu by Eliyahu, it says Aneinu Hashem Aneinu Aneinu Shal Yomu Maisik Shofim. Over here also the Sfarim speak about the fact that by Kinim already it said that it was that the Chartume Shaim couldn't do anything to change it. They couldn't replicate a Kino, so they knew it wasn't Shofim. And over here all of a sudden Pari gets up and says now I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Emes. I mean, you established it before already. You couldn't do it through Kisha. So what's the pshat that now all of a sudden you recognize it? So let's understand what the imik of Kisha is. There is a hanhaga of Avodah Zarah. There's a new Avodah Zarah where a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a koyach, and there is another koach. An oivet Avodah Zarah believes his koyach is superior. If Kaviyachol, two koiches are fighting, two of the Zaras are fighting each other, if it's the koach of Eish versus the koach of Mayim fighting, one of them wins, so he's declared the winner, because he's stronger. So all I accomplished was, let's say two of the Zaras, one person believes in Eish, one person believes in Mayim,
and the fire boils out the water, or the water or the water destroys the fire, then what happens is one koyach is stronger than the other koyach. But the etzem musig that there's two koyaches still exists. The person did not prove the anu two koyaches. He proved that one koyach is stronger than the other. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was able to make kina, and the mechashven couldn't, all it proved was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is superior. That was the proof of it. It didn't prove anything. It didn't prove that kisha didn't exist. So every neis is limited in the scope that it can do. And every neis is the pshat, of, like we said over the Maral a few times, every neis is the pshat that there's a bigger koyach, a different type of Seder Olam intruding in this Seder Olam. And the Maral speaks about that's why Nisim have a specific Seder and sequence. It's not the pshat, it's something gone haywire. It's a different mahalach. There's a mahalach in the world now of neis. And that's why Chazal debate whether the mashal the neis when Yeshua was Maimed the Shemesh and the Reach, whether it was 36 hours, 25 miles, Maimed a lot, that the time is specific because Nisim have a certain Seder, and it's the Pshat, and the Nisim is one Seder overwhelmed another Seder. But actually, yeah, we're dealing with two separate entities. There's a Seder Ativi and a Seder Nisim, and each one is legitimate, except that Seder Nisim is really can override Seder Ativi in a big way. That is what's proven when it's stronger. And that's why Eliyahu HaNavi was mispal aneinu Hashem aneinu tzeh shalayeru maizik shafim, because the maizik bottom line is stronger only means that they're both valid, except this is better, this is stronger. The shayrish of kishuv is the fact that the person says there is shnias. Bilam the mashal is called a kaisem. Bilam said that he can get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something that Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a time that is kayas. If I get him in that mood, I can get him to do something that he, quote-unquote, really doesn't want to. So Kishuv at its shemesh is, once a person deals with shnias, then a person basically is saying, it's stronger and weaker, more powerful, less powerful. But you're not dealing, but it's shnias still. And it's very, very hard to disprove it, because no matter how strong, how much stronger you are in Kishuv, all you're proving is that you're stronger. You're never proving that there are no two shnias. Neis betoich neis means that within neis itself there's also no hanpaka. The burad overrode the teva in this world. Fine. But the burad, so there's a new teva, there's a world of nisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings burad on Rishoyim. That's very nice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interferes and he breaks in our world, he overrides our world and brings burad. Neis betoich neis means it's a hanhaga without a hanhaga. The teva of the neis is also neis. It's not the pshat that neis has its own anhaga and it's stronger than our world. The hanhaga of neis is neis. The hanhaga of neis is Ratzon Hashem. One of the klalim in seichel and in logic is you can never prove something wrong if from an external proof. The only real proof that destroys something is an internal inconsistency. If something is a stira minei obey, then you've disproven it, then it's wrong. If something is different than something else, and each one's a closed system, there's no stira between the two. It's a stira between the two, but each one is valid in itself. A hanhaga that has a mahalach within itself, except that it overrides my hanhaga, is a neis, but all it proves is two hanhagas, and one overrides the other. If I have a hanhaga that's kulay my ratzon, then I've disproven it to be an hanhaga. If the hanhaga is a stira minei obey, and it exists, then the pshat is only my ratzon is what goes. That's what Chazal meant. You have two people that hate each other, that they're fighting, two gladiators, each one is out to kill the other one. And then the melech uses both of them to do milchama. The pshat in that is that the relationship of the gladiators is only the ratzon of the king. They don't have their own mahalach. In a society where the power on top is not very powerful, so you have different segments of the government fighting each other, and even when people are doing getting together for a common cause, everyone is still making sure that his turf is protected, that the future won't be affected by it, and so on. if that's because each person has a validity on its own, each one was elected, each one has a job, each one is empowered. So b'meila, even if they understand they have to make common cause, but it's limited. If a person is an absolute dictator, and he dictates everything, so when he tells them to fight with each other, they fight each other. When he tells them, now, go together on a mission, they go together. There is no independent drats no das. The gilui of a stira of mineu bay, the gilui of eish and bird mislakachas, is the gilui that the anhaga itself has no internal logic either. It's not internally consistent. It's not just the pshat that klapi paro Akash Baruch was stronger and he won over there. Internally, the anhaga has no. It's not shaykh. Eish and mayim don't go together. So bal karchach it's kulei Hashem. That understanding is the understanding of Avay Elikim. The understanding that Elikim is the Mahalach that Akash Baruch gave for the Teva. And that has its own klalim. It has, it, by definition, Elikim has klalim, mahalchim, and it stays within its rules, very strongly so. That's the Metzius of Teva is an extraordinary consistency with its rules. The laws of nature are inviolable, and that's the Metzius of it. It's not just B'mikra. That is Teva. Teva means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it its own Metzius. Havaya is there's a Metzius beyond that. If it's one against the other, that's still not a Shlemus. If we go to Havaya instead of Elikim, we look to Anhaga of Nes, or Lamaila Min HaTeva, instead of the Teva, that's not the ultimate Havana and Tfisa of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. The only ultimate Havana and Tfisa is that Hashem Olekim. That in the Teva, the Mahalchi Teva, like it says, Rafinim Adesa, Mishayim al Hashemim v'yadak, Yem al Hachayim v'yadak. The Mahalchim are also, it's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override the Mahalchim. Mahalchim are two gladiators doing the Ratzon of Hashem, and then Ratzon Hashem is not that, so they don't fight each other. That is that piece of Avay Elikim. So Eish and Mayim are the ultimate opposites, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ratzon is there, they come together. There's another area that this Indian is very negative. And that's in the Olam, in the Musig of Chet and Mitzvah. A person comes to me and tells me, you're doing something bad. Mechat Eisef. I mean, that's what you think. You're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to my opinion. All I can say, so the person says, well, if you're not going to do what I'm telling you to do, Kayif Nai Satchi Amarait Sani, so good, Kfiyah works. You can force me to do what I want. But Mechitesa, something can impose its mitzias on something else. The only way a person can impose his mitzias on another mitzias is where it's understanding that it's one mitzias. If a person gets all his money from me, so I can definitely dictate where the money goes to. If I go to somebody who has his independent, and I tell them, this is what you should do with the money, a person says, well, thank you for your advice. I have a different idea. If it's all coming from me, so it's all coming from me. The mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to be kaveh atoyv and ra is totally in the havana that Elikim is kafuf Hashem. If there is two different worlds, if there's two different mitzias, there's a mitzias of teva and mitzias elikus. Elikus is better and it's higher and it's more chashev and it's more noble and it's more spiritual. But I can't be determined as a rasha klapi atzadik. It were of two different worlds. The mitzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toyv and we're other is only shayich if we dehair ourselves as the etzem being shy for that. So the place, all until now, Paroi, this dehair was first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was stronger. He realized that Kshafim were not as powerful as something coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was also no hakara of Toiv and Ra. There was no hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kever, that what we do wrong is wrong, that over here it's the first place where you saw Hashem Watzadik, Ani V'Ami Yerushalayim. Because if there is no Metzias but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Metzias that is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Bechreach, it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the only Mokrim for Avera was, when there was the first Avera in the world, the first Pgam was a separation of Avaya from Elikim. The fact that it's possible for the Teva to do different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Metzias of Avaya Elikim. That's where Avaya Elikim split. So until there was a Bria Sa'ilam, until there was Adam, it wasn't Shaykh to have Havaya. It was all Teva. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa was create a Teva, and that belongs to the Shem of Elikim. When Adam came into this world and he was a chibur of Guf and Neshama, so then Havaya Elikim was the Shem that was Shoylet in the world. When Adam was Chayta, the most serious thing of Gam was no longer can also Shem is called. The fact that you can do an Aveira, the fact that you have a Havamim to do an Aveira, is means it's inspired a Havila. So a person can be Shayef to be towards Havaya, but it's out of his tchum. A person who becomes spiritual goes beyond his mitzvahs, but it's not muchach in his mitzvahs. There's a passionate flaw in the parasha of Eliyahu. The Rambam brings it down when he speaks about the Diyam Bechira, and the Chazal point at it when it says by the Chet by Eliyahu Novi and Har Kamel. So he said he Kaviyochel was Matiach Tvorim Kav Bemala. Kaviyochel accused Akash Baruch. He said Ata Hasiboisel Liba Macheranis. You caused their hearts to go backwards. You made them bad. And the Rambam brings it as a stira to the Yidiyah Mechira. And Chazal point out that it's a very strong accusation against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal deal with it. The Rambam explains what it means. The Darkai. But Eich Shaloyia, the Metzias of Elikim means that the world has its own Metzias. The world of Bechira is Shayach to Elikim. It means a person can choose, and he said there's Elohim Acher. That's the shayus of all Bechira is Elohim Acher. That a person can bring can take Elohim make Acher out of it. The Akadosh Baruch Hu as being Yochid and Shalat Yochid is the name of Havaya. In the split between the two, that's where Yoan Novi found after Hasibosam Liba Macharanis. The tikkun to that was, in other words, where Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol undid the Atas Sibayis of Machranis was when you had the Eish and the Mayim Mislakachas together. Over there was the Eish being Melachich the Mayim. In other words, where you do not leave room for doubt or sfeikis that there's another Metzias, that's where Kadosh Baruch Hu once again shows that Metzias. So when the two Metzias are split off and the world of Teva has its own mitzvahs, and it's possible for a person to live and to say it's got its own validity. It validates itself. It's self-consistent. And b'meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a luxury. You can't have in this world. You can't have in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs is different. It's a steer to this world. It's his own mitzvahs. That is the sheirish of Eliyahu's kind of atas yibayisam liba macharanis. In other words, you gave the ability in bechira itself. In the fact that HaKadosh gave a person bechira, he split him away from emuna. The ticket of it was when he had the Eish and the Mayim together, and the reply was Hashem Olekim, and that was the Hafkor from Isaac Shafim. The Anena Hashem Anena from Isaac Shafim means the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oina was in a way which completely dissolved the possibility of Shafim. A Ke'en Nes B'Tech Nes is the pshat that it was, it had in itself a Metzias of no Metzias, a Metzias that's Kulei Ratzon Hashem. So in the Mak of Barad is mechuvin towards the last nekuda of mitzvahs in this world. After that nekuda, it's all in yanim that are ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chachmasa yisparach, betzayin yisparach, tzivuyav. It's not things that found a mitzvahs. The firm say that it's shayach, it's connected Shabbos because that's kilu the seventh day. That's something that is a little bit on this side, a little bit that side. It's part of the Shivas Yomim that are embraces. And yet, it's a day that really has no physical mitzias in itself. So, it has a foot in both worlds. It's a Me'ein Olam Haba, and it's the climax of the Bria, the Sheish Me'am Maisa. So, Kineged at Yavbarad, which is Ke'ilu Achibur between the Yonim of this world and Yonim that are Shaykh ready to and that's why it has both those tefillahs. Chazal say the priestess kapayim is a type of tefillah. Because most tefillahs are done b'peh. Tefillah is beikah b'peh. You have avodah b'yadayim. That's karbonis. That's all of the avodah mishamikdash was physical avodah. That was avodah b'yadayim. tefillah b'yadayim is priestess kapayim, and it's an extraordinary form of tefillah. But it's a type of tefillah which bridges olam ha'maisa and the olam beyond maisa. It's the equivalent of mamorim, the equivalent of the nekuda das mekasha, das sar mamorim, and the shiva simei ha'maisa, sheshi mei ha'maisa, the shiva simei ha'briya, is haramas v'siyas kapayim, haramas yadayim. It's tefillah, but it's tefillah being part of this world. Let me explain it a little bit more in a way that we can be taken seriously. A person who's not a maimon says, whatever person works, he works, that's what he has, and that's that. You know, a person makes it, and you only have what you make for yourself. Fine. That's a person's a kaifa. A person who's a maimon says, there's olam ha'maisa, and there's tefillah. So, maisa is b'yadayim, and that's where I'm chayrish, zayrei, and so on. And tefillah is takarish baruch, that's with the mouth, and that's a separate chaylak. It's each one has its own mitzias. In olam ha'maisa, I use my yadayim and I work with it. That's the purpose of yadayim. That's the mitzias of yadayim. And olam ha'maisa only that counts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above olam ha'maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands outside and he can pour rain onto the world, and he can be mashpia. He can change. So a person who has one dag of emunah, the hairs that besides this world of maisa and teva, there's a world above, and that's mashpia, interferes, helps, v'chulu. That the Yadayim themselves should become a kli for tefillah is extraordinary. And for whatever reason, we don't have it today because it's because of the Musaylam or whatever, but Hiramas Yadayim, the Zaya uses it fairly frequently as a form of tefillah. The Hiramas Yadayim is where the pshat is, the Olam HaMaisa becomes a metzias of Dibur. Where the person feels in Maisa, he feels the Yanim of the Yanim. It's part of the mahalachim. It's probably the hardest mahalach of emunah, is this nekuda. A person who's not a maimon is not a maimon, so fine, that's not our Indian. A person just doesn't feel there's anything very well, it's not shy for the parasha. A person who is maimon, a person who is a shaykh to olam ha'maisa, and his kula lives l'maylam derech ha'teva, so his kula dovak in a certain mitzvah, also not shaykh to this Indian of Amunah. He's beyond it. Whatever it is, he's not shaykh to this chibur. A person who works on Lamaisa and he dehers Amunah as a separate entity that's mashpia. In other words, the person, I do my thing, and Kaddish Baruch Hu helps. Kaddish Baruch Hu gives Kaddish Shmaya, Kaddish Baruch Hu does this, Kaddish Baruch Hu that. It's a dag of Amunah, it's a wonderful dag of Amunah, and that's the Amunah that we're shaykh to. The real mahalach of emunah is suras adam is that a person feels his yadayim akelim v'akadosh baruch. The person feels that his mitzias, that when he does what he should be doing, then basically he's irei mesyada b'tznisa. The person's mitzias is kol atzmois, that he's doing ratzon Hashem. I do what I can within the framework of akadosh baruch, and it's not that I accomplish akadosh baruch health. Certainly, if akadosh baruch give me health, I couldn't do it. This I couldn't do it. This I couldn't do it. A person's mitzias is that he is a yada richtav kodesh baruch. That's what he's meant to be. A person is a guf and a shaman means that his hands are supposed to go where his ruts are supposed to go. It takes on, people don't understand. The avoda of Bala Musa used to be in Kelm. The self-control was awesome. And there's a story, a very famous story, it's written, Rabbi Eli Lopian was a very big Talmud of Kelm. And he was once standing at a bus stop. They were waiting 40 minutes for a bus, and finally he turned his head around to look to see if the bus is coming down the road. He got very annoyed with himself and said, in Kelm they would have given me a big musa. Like, there's no purpose. I mean, the bus is not coming quick if you look at it. So looking where Seichel hasn't dictated it is wrong. And he said, in Kelm they would have let me have it for it. We understand control is there to prevent something doing averus. If a person can control his eyes, where to look, he's not going to be chayte in Shemiras Enayim. If a person controls his mouth, what he should say, he's not going to be chayte in Lashon Hara, whatever it is. That's what we understand, the halavai. It was a much deeper kavana than that. The kavana was that the guf not be anything other than a kli of the seichel. it's not the pshat the kli that the goof has its own mind, own agenda. Except the seichel is supposed to be on top of it, making sure it's doing a policeman. The goof is supposed to be a horse that's kolkulex expressing the rider's direction and wherever the rider wants to go and how quickly he wants to go. That's what it is. It's not supposed to have its own mitzias. The emes mitzias, the tzuris adam was a vayalikim, where there wasn't any room within the tev of him to hear, to see anything or feel anything, but the rutzen of the neshama expressing itself. Once there was an avera, it wasn't only the pshat, but we did an avera as a punishment. If the chetimtz of avera is possible, then that itself means that the guf is its own mitzias, the neshama is its own mitzias, and it can, if a person is married by malchus once, so the etzem avera being married by malchus is forgivable. He's no longer an Eved Neman. An Eved Neman is no longer exists. Because if I could rebel, that means I'm not Mukhra. That's why Vero is pagan forever. In the Avnei Barad, it says that it stopped in the middle. And Chazal say, Medrash says, it's, the Gemara brings it in Brachas, part of it. What happened? The Barad stopped in the middle. In other words, in Shemayim, they finished putting down Barad. In Eretz, it didn't all go, so where did it come? So it says twice that in two places it came down again. One time there was Avni al-Gavish, for Yeshua, that's one place. But the big part of Barad was saved from Mechemes Geigur Mavik. In other words, of all the makas, the maka that is still relevant of Lassid Lover, it says, Kimetzeschav, Mitzayim, Echon Neflos, that there's something of the Neflos and Mitzayim that's relevant to Dar Achron. The only makar that's relevant to Achron is Barak. In other words, the anhagas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful than the Teva, those anhagas don't have different muhammas, there's other men. The mitzias that the Gili of Avaya Lekim finds its place in Achron Sayyamin. And that's since this is the Sheirish of Ulchatoyim, and it's the beginning of the Nispar Dachavila of the Guf and Neshama, so it'll come back only by Achron Sayyamin. The gilui has to come about through a vehicle that's shayach to those giluyim. All the other makis are only l'shayach and relevant, because they address the particular issue of Mitzrayim or some of the general bad in the world. The only nekuda that's relevant for afterwards as well is Barad, because that addresses this inyan. It's the only time when it's the Eish and Mayim coming together as one that it becomes a one mitzias. The tachlis of speaking about such inyanim, which are inyanim that are betzim beyond us. I mean, we're still wrestling with emunah on a pashadika level, that a person does things and a person should realize that halavai, a person should have the seichel that it's a Hakadosh Baruch Hu is over him and like a soldier, and the person is not doing it because someone is keeping guard on him. Halavai, we should be holding that in all our inyanim. But this, first of all, it's an inyan to be explaining, because if it's in the Torah, then it's saich to us. And a person, at least, in his tefisa, in his avonev inyanim, of what's emes and so on, it's important. There's another nekuda also why it's important, even if we're not holding there, and even if who knows when we'll be holding there. If the only thing a person can ever realize from struggling is continuous struggling, then there's very little cheshek for it. If I have an enemy that I know that no matter how much I will fight and vanquish, he's still going to be there. Stronger, weaker, more threat, less threat. At some point, there's no tachlis to it. So what, I mean, what for? It's very hard for a person recognizes the need to be kaifa himself to some degree. Yes, a person. But if all it is just a life of kfir, then or a metzias of kfir, then what's the point of it? You know, if I always need to fix the situation, if I always need to stand guard, then it's not natural. It's not a good mitzvah. The understanding is Surah Adam has a mitzvah, and the sheirish of his of a kriya, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a guf on top of neshama, the pshat is not only can the neshama there to watch over the guf or to urge him to do mitzvahs. There is an akuda where the guf sees itself kolkulei kli the neshama. It does exist in the person. And what exists today or tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, whether it's shayach to the philosophy of love, or it's shayach to whatever gili it's shayach to, but it's there. There is a tachlis in a person that not only is the neshama going to watch over the guf and make sure it does the right things and push it to the right things, the real mitzvah of Adam is that the guf sees itself kule as the extension of neshama. It means that the person is striving for an akuda that's really himself. It means that there's a makom menucha, and that's the pshat in the menucha of Shabbos. This is brother we said is connected to the seventh day. It's connected to Shabbos. Shabbos is something that has a me'ain of olam haba in olam haza. It's that which is beyond olam haza is not relevant to olam haza. That which is olam haza, olam haza. Shabbos is something that has a me'ain of olam haba in this world. That it means that a person lives with an akuda that at some point the struggle stops and the person comes olam nukhdana. Thank you.